I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right. Yeah.
Presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's a football Friday. It's brought to you by Mountain Land Supply right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, but let's be honest. The one guy you really want to hear from joins us now, Ron McBride. Coach, how are you?
What's up, Coach?
Good. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
So it sounds like you had quite the dog cavalcade at your home.
Yeah, just, hey, let them chill. Have a good time.
Did they eat through any couches or anything?
No, they were all good. No, they don't eat it. We got that dog. The one eats through the doors and eats through the furniture. Passed a long time ago.
Oh, okay. But he was
bad. Mojo, yeah, he was a bad
Mojo.
Mojo was not a good dog.
That's a bad man. Mojo. I mean, look, if I had a dog that just laid around and did nothing all day, that's my kind of dog right there. Just don't chew on anything, don't cause any damage. Go outside and do your business, and then we'll get along just fine.
Yeah, well, you like that peaceful.
I like it when it's quiet. I like it quiet. Even my kids, it's like, I just want you to be quiet.
That's why you keep shipping those kids out.
Coach, have you seen this video from Buffalo? Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching the news. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they moved to Detroit, right? The game?
Yep.
Yeah. They had to move it out of there. It's just so much snow coming down. Scotty, that's an insane amount of snow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need, about 5 foot of snow. We need water. We need our water.
Right there on the, because it you know, the Bountiful bench kind of takes the bulk of it.
Right.
Nice. Stop.
we need Scotty's backyard to look like a hay field.
We've still got San Diego temperatures in Eagle Mountain. It's just a nice balmy 78 degrees out there.
You haven't got hardly anything, huh?
No moisture. No, it's dry as a bone out there.
Wow.
We need to get some rain or snow or something going on out there.
Well, Coach, we got a lot of football to talk about.
Absolutely.
By the way, I think Sky Ridge is now leading Corner Canyon 17-7.
Yeah, it was at half. It was 10-7.
Yeah, McKay Hillstead. Is that Brandon Doman's kid, Jace Doman?
Yes.
Really? Nice. Well, those two just connected for a score, and so Sky Ridge leads by 10 with just about 11 minutes left in that game.
And Jim Herman's the defensive line coach at Sky Ridge. And I saw him at the gym yesterday or the day before. Maybe it was Sunday.
BYU, great.
Yeah, good guy. Really good guy. Good. I tell you what, he's from Madison, Wisconsin, you know, that area. And when I was at Wisconsin, we recruited his brother. And he ended up going to Michigan. And, you know, he had passed away with back problems last year, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a lot. He had several back surgeries.
Oh,
so he did not come out of his tenure in college football very healthy. You know, the brother. And Jimmy has some back problems, too. He's had a couple of surgeries.
But he's still coaching, though.
Yeah, he's still coaching. And we talked a lot about their game, you know, with Corner Canyon this week when I saw him at the gym. The kid that transferred from Kahuku into Sky Ridge, really good D-line, but been offered by a ton of people. Really good player.
Well, I do know that some of the coaches I've talked to at Utah State, they're really fired up with that commitment from the Hillstead kid.
Yeah.
They think he has a chance to be really, really special.
Well, they got some real, you know, real guys, you know, that, and your son's team, like you just told me, 53 seniors. Man, oh man, that is something.
You ever heard of so many seniors on a
team? No, not that. Where are you going with that food?
Yeah.
Just
gonna let you take
it. Yeah, look at
yeah.
you make yourself a bite.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hey,
yeah. They took the shark.
I tell you what,
if
a lemon was here and saw you taking that food, he'd probably bite your arm off.
Right back.
Yeah, good, yeah. Good. And because he just looks for food. He's like a food. He's like a foodaholic. Thank you.
She's the bite builder.
Hi. What's your name, bike builder?
Janitha.
Hans and Scotty. Hey, Hans, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic.
Right.
Excited.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Hey,
yeah.
The bite builder.
They're just going to create little bites for
and
you,
look
Coach.
At that ring. How much? That ring's about a $5,000 ring right there.
I wish.
What is it? Gold? That's gold.
$25,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that fake?
I think it was $20.
Get a box.
I don't even know what
get
we're doing.
Get a box of peanuts at Costco.
I mean, hey, and look at that one. Is that real?
We're trying, Lloyd.
Yeah, doing our best. We're actually on air.
Somebody's going to cut your hand off and get your ring.
Yeah, Coach, we're actually talking football on the radio right now.
No, we're talking about rings.
I know we are now, but, you know, probably ought to circle back here a little
bit. Okay, let's do football.
All right. You know, I remember, and I reference this a lot just because I think it was only 20 years ago, but I talked to Steve Tate a while ago, and when he was his son's
right
has a chance to play at the next level, and,
right?
But he said when he committed and he signed with Utah State before transferring to Utah after his mission, but he said he was one of I think four or five D1 kids in his class from the state of Utah.
Right.
Now we're pumping out what 30, 40 a year.
Oh
it seems
man,
like?
I tell you the talent in this state is excellent. Really, I mean. You talk about D linemen, offensive linemen, linebackers, quarterbacks, you know. I mean, just watching the Sky Ridge, you know, the Sky Ridge game with Corner Canyon. Mm-hmm. And the Sky Ridge quarterback, I don't know the kid, but he looked really good.
It's that McKay Hillstead kid I was talking about.
Is that the – I mean, he made some throws that were really, really nice.
And you got the Wilson kid on the other side.
Yeah, and the Wilson kid on the other side. So you got two there.
Got two D1 quarterbacks playing in that – well, one D1 quarterback playing in the Lehigh
right.
Tempe game. The Tempe's gone through some quarterback issues. So what is it, Coach? How do you start to stockpile talent like that in the state?
Well, you know, the
recruit.
Kids are – well, that's exactly right. You know,
sorry.
Kids, like, if you follow what's going on, and I don't know how they do it, but they jump from school to school. And all of a sudden
– but I'm talking about getting them here to the state where Scotty was talking about 4 or 5, and now we got 30. Are you bringing them from California?
Well, no, what happened is I think the transition of the Polynesian community to Utah – the fact that in California people can't afford to pay taxes, and you get a lot of people from California that move here. You just talk to Alema over at Alta or the coach at Scott at Brighton or the coach, the amount of people that have moved in that are now playing on their football teams because people can afford to live here, and they're good, and their jobs here, and the housing has gone up, but it's still not as ridiculous as California. So people can sell a house in California, come here and pay cash for a house here, and
bring their kids and get them in good schools.
And I think COVID accelerated that too, because we were playing football, and a lot of states weren't.
That's exactly right. That's how come all the Hawaii kids ended up coming here, because Hawaii was shut down. You know, so yeah. So the quality of the players are really good.
Well, it's and we got good coaching too. I mean, yeah. I think there's a lot of good coaching here in the state.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, the one team it's a team down in Richfield, I think it is, or that we played from at the school out there at. You know, and I was impressed with their kids, with the looks of them.
Yeah.
They had a lot of tall, long kids.
Yeah.
And tough kids, you know.
When you're trying to project, I remember there was I was talking to a kid who was getting recruited, and he said, you know, it's interesting. They talked to me, and then they went and talked to my dad. And they're like, well, why'd they want to talk? And he goes, and I was like, why'd they want to talk to my dad? They want to see what his frame looked like.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, after I go on a mission and stuff like that, I'm going to look more like him than where I'm at right now.
Yeah, we have a kid out at Juan Diego, a kid named Dallin Kennedy, who's, I think, is a great prospect. He's 6'4 and a quarter, about 235. And the guy's got a great hands, long. He's got a great future. You know, he's just, and he, you know, I think that kid, his future's unbelievable just because of his growth potential and his length and his ability to run.
How do you think our in-state programs are doing with keeping in-state talent here?
I think Utah's doing a fantastic job. I don't, you know, Scotty would know a little more about Utah State, but I've heard people complain that they're not paying attention to in-state players as much as what Gary or somebody else did. Now, Jay Hill, definitely. You know, they're not even – Weber doesn't go to the portal. They go right to the high – they're getting really good players because other people are going to the portal, and they're getting really good at high school, and they're developing their players through the high school ranks. And they can get – they'll get top Division I players and develop them. And that's kind of – and so Jay has stayed away from bringing in portal guys and let the other people have the portal guys, and we're going to develop these high school kids. Now, I don't know what BYU's philosophy is right now, and I'm not sure they know what kind of work – because they graduate a lot of people. From what I understand, that senior class is huge.
We're going to see a pretty big exit.
So I would be a little concerned about, okay, you know, where are they going? Look at Nate. Nate, you going to come on the radio?
I'm coming on with you, good looking.
Hey, this is my guy right here.
That's my guy. Hey,
this guy's, you know what? So this guy is so twitchy that it's unreal. I mean,
when's the first time you watched him play? Do you remember?
In high school. He was a sophomore or junior, and they say, we got this wide receiver over at Highland, right? I said, what's the kid's name? He said, Nate. I said, Nate what? Is Nate the Great. I said,
they called him Nate the Great?
Yeah. I said, well, I got to check this kid out, see if he's really good. And then
it's because they couldn't say the last name. That's probably why.
Yeah.
They probably felt like they were swearing, so they didn't say
it. Hey, can I ask, you heard the infamous Alema Harrington drop, right?
Oh, man.
Alema was calling a game.
Oh, with Philly, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it got kind of rough there.
We may have replayed that about 100 times.
Or more.
We had to beep it out, but, you know. Yeah.
But Nate's life story is unreal.
Well, his production at the college level is unreal.
But,
so we were talking about this. BYU's got 10 total sacks on the year right now.
Mm, total.
Ten total.
Do you remember?
It's not a typical Kalani defense.
You remember your total was 14? What was it?
18 and a half.
Yeah, no, who's counting?
Hey, look, hey, why'd you guys – look, you set me up. Y'all set me up.
Hey, how come
you – guys, BYU folks are not going to be too happy about that.
It's a BYU guy trying to cut you short.
I know.
Okay, good.
Whoa, I didn't cut anybody short. That was somewhere there.
What is it? What, a Utah State guy?
No, I want –
you're stirring the pot.
No, I'm just letting you squirt a little bit.
Hey, let me do it. How many sacks did you have, Nate?
18 and a half. Oh, my gosh. That is so good.
Then he said, how many of those do you have? Oh. Just look, you're going to get us in trouble. We're trying to get folks to come in to see us. We got food here for them.
Hey, we want to sell. We want to sell some windows.
We want to sell some windows.
Yeah. Hey, could you pass rush through the window?
We might have to put a clip about that.
Yeah, don't break.
We got some good sliding doors. We could do something.
Yeah, don't break the window.
Window's so tough they can stand up to Nate Orton.
Oh, that would be funny. Yeah. Nate tried to pass rush into a window and falling on
him. Hey, maybe have him pass rush through the doggy door.
Through the doggy door.
Hey, every time you hop on, you and Jake are like, you know what? We're going to go 2,000, then we're going to go 25, and then we're going to throw in the flex screens. Then, what was it, a patio door? It's like, let's just keep going, man.
Let's just keep rolling. You know what?
And Coach's Amex card is going to be next. Exactly. Like, you're going to take it for a spin.
Exactly. And you know what? Through the weekend, I think we're going to throw in another 500.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's 3,000 in total. And then on top of the flex screens and the sliding door, if you call in and set an appointment with us, we're going to put you in a raffle. So I think we got a good deal going. We'd love for you guys to come down. If you can check out our showroom, we got some good food here, great people around, good conversation, and we'd love for you to come check out our products here at Advanced Windows.
And if you can't make it down, you just got to call.
Yep.
And you just got to get that order in through the weekend, correct?
Exactly.
And not just the order in, just set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Let's get you on the books. And, you know, the great thing, I was over there talking to Robin, and it's just like, hey, you know what? We can do this and this. You know, sometimes – you know, Chip and JoJo put something on the show, and they're mm-hmm. like, and your wife's like, I want that. I need that now. And you guys can adjust and do whatever you need color-wise, design-wise to make it happen.
Exactly, exactly. And it's that time of year, right, where, you know, you have your list of reasons for why you need to replace your windows, and one being, you know, maybe it's just the windows, the lifespan of that window has come to its end, right?
Yeah.
It's maybe rotting. You got some wind coming through, the moisture you see coming through. So, you know, give us a call. We'll get that taken care of. But energy efficiency, we promise you won't regret it. And then curb appeal is something I think you'll be happy about and your neighbors will love to see as well.
I loved – you had a couple of the sales staff that were on with us, and I loved how they went through because it's factory. You build it here. You got warranties. Anything that you need, any issues you've got with that window, it comes back here. It comes to you. And I love that you got full accountability for what you install in a home. And when they call you, it's not, oh, well, you're going to have to call – such and
so
such
and so,
in
correct.
Order to get to it. It's all right here with you guys.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of what we're able to provide for our customers, right? We're a one-stop shop. Anything you need, just give us a call, and we'll be there to take care of it. And that's really what separates us from a lot of our competitors. We really pride ourselves in our service and our installation, most importantly, to go with an amazing product. And so, yeah, give us a call. We'll get you taken care of. And anything comes down the road, you know, years, you got a lifetime warranty, we'll get you taken care of.
Let's be honest, nobody in the state really does what you do in terms of manufacturing and service and all of that.
Exactly, and that's what separates us. Everything is done in-house. You know, we have a beautiful warehouse here. We have folks working here that put together an amazing product, and that's what separates us, you know, from our competitors.
10 windows or more, you're going to get $2,500 off. 10 windows or more. $2,500. That's an incredible opportunity. And you know you got garbage windows. You know you've been, your wife has been bugging you about them, or you've been bugging your wife about them. You know. You know it's time to get those windows replaced. And this is the best time to do it. Advanced Window Products. Call up. Get it taken care of right now while you've got the $2,500 off and these incredible deals. Do it now.
Let's talk about financing, too, because you got an opportunity to make sure that you're in a good situation where you can get those things installed and pay over time, and you can get that financing done right on the spot.
Exactly, and that's a beautiful thing that we offer. And we have our salesman here, Darren, who's been with us for a very long time now, who can kind of go through those finance options and other things that we offer here at Advanced Windows.
Yeah, we got a lot of options as far as financing goes. One of our the big specials we
bring
were,
that mic down in front of you there. Darren.
Sorry, this face was made for TV.
You're good, Darren. I know. You look good, Darren. Don't let them get to you.
Yeah. Now look. Let's sell some windows.
Go ahead, Darren.
No, the special we're running right now though is we got a 5-year 0%. So your interest is zero on 60 months. So your payment's real low. And then we also have a couple other options. We have a 12-month called 12-month no interest, no payments. Just has to be paid off in 12 months. And then we also have a 10-year for those that need a, you know, a lower monthly payment. We have a 10-year at 7.99%. And then we, and on top of that, we have other options also to fit everybody, you know, personally how they want to make their payments.
There's no excuse, Nate.
No excuse.
No excuse. We're saving you a ton of money right now with $2,500 off plus the flex screen. You can pay over time. Let's get it done. It's real simple. All you need to do is start with one quick phone call, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or you can just stop by. We got some food, all kinds of great jazz gear. We're going to make 3052 South, 460 West here in Salt Lake City, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
If it would help our show, name myself Booger.
You could pull off a Booger.
I could be the Booger of this show.
You could be a Bubba. A Booger.
I could be Bubba. A big guy. Always been, hey, big guy. Big guy.
Big Tex.
Oh, boy. You move some other place from Texas, people are going to call you Tex.
Big Tex.
Oh, you're a big kid? You're going to be Big Tex then from now on.
We could call you Tex-Mex.
Hey, I speak Spanish. It'd be true.
Tex-Mex with a little guacamole.
A little flair on that one.
It's Unrivaled. Afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars. Perfect for anyone who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up!
The Cougars wrap up their home schedule with a showdown against Utah Tech in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Your home for the best coverage of Cougar football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hi. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all well. Live here at Advance Windows. Come on by, hang out with us. 3052 South, 460 West. Or you just call 801-850-9100. All right, Coach. Utah, Oregon. Biggest game of the year for the Utes.
It's Utah. You know, I was out at Utah's practice on Tuesday. And I'll tell you what, they were, first of all, it was a really upbeat practice. Very concise. No wasted reps. No wasted time. I really liked the running back. I thought he looked like he just got out of the barn. You know, he looked like he'd been in the barn for two. But
I looks mean, ready to run, doesn't he?
Yeah, his legs were really fresh, and he was hitting the creases and running out the back end, and didn't look like he was saving himself for a picnic someplace, and I liked him, and. I thought the DBs, particularly the corners and the safety from Georgia, I thought he looked really good. You know, he was very noticeable in what they were doing. I thought their coverage was really good, especially against the trips formation and their adjustment to formations and stuff. I thought they did a really good job. D-line, O-line, you know, a lot of what did pass rush stuff, and I thought that was very competitive. You know, it was just a, it was a
It was very well run. The kids were really locked in, and I think the difference is, I think Utah has what I call the power of one, which means they're really a diverse football team, you know, in the coaching staff and the players. And I think they're all locked in as one to what they want to get done. And that's what I call the power of one. And I think that they were just all business. I'm talking coaches, players, everybody. You know, just one purpose in mind. And go out and work. Not a lot of conversation. Just a lot of work and a lot of hustle and a lot of precision on what they're doing. And I thought the coaches did a great job, and it was just, you know, just boom, 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 boom. And 2 hours, they were in there and out of there, you know. So they were ready to play on Tuesday.
So Oregon comes in with a really good team.
Right.
You know, they're very well balanced. We have to expect that Bo Nix is going to play. Defensively.
Okay, here's what I don't think Bo Nix plays. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I think he has a slight tear. I think on Saturday when he got hurt, if you watched it real closely, where his leg went under, so he either stretched the ligament or possibly he could have a partial ACL just by the way he went down. And then you don't notice it until the next day.
Because he did finish out that game.
Yeah, he finished the game. Okay, but you don't, and you know as well, I do with a lot of knees, depending on what it is. Like with an ACL, you can play the rest of the game, but then the next day, you're going to stiffen up.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be horrible. And I think, in my opinion, I don't think the kid will be capable to play. Now, I could be wrong just by looking how he went down.
How would you prepare if you were Kyle Whittingham? How would you proceed with that?
Well, they're going to run the same offense. And I don't know anything about Thompson because he hasn't taken any reps. And the two reps he had taken in that game, you know, didn't look too good. But he didn't ask him to do much, you know. And the one rep.
On fourth down?
The one rep cost him the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
That call might have cost him the game.
Yeah, well, the call was not a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And So I would question, you know, whether, and they've kind of guarded him all week about, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? And you can't get much information. And then when people are not giving you information, then you got to think, well, you know.
Not good.
Not good. If they were saying, oh, yeah, he's great. You know, he's starting the game, blah, blah, blah. But there's a very quiet. If you listen to what the different, like you guys have had some Oregon people on the radio, you know, but they're not saying much.
No, they're not.
That's the first question. What about Bo Nix? And the guy said, well, I don't know.
His own teammate said he's down.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to look at it that way. So as far as Thompson's concerned, the backup quarterback you're talking about, Ty Thompson, he's a freshman.
Right.
And he came out of Gilbert, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
The most throws, the most attempts that he's got in a game is 7. That was against Eastern Washington.
Right.
He's got 21 total attempts on the year. He's 11 of 21 for 72 yards. He's got 0 touchdowns. He's thrown 2 interceptions. Out of the 21 passes he's thrown two interceptions.
2 picks. So that's a tough deal because all of a sudden you got a guy who hasn't repped, you know, and they brought Bo Nix in from Auburn, and the coordinator had coached Bo Nix at Auburn, and so he already had a relationship with Nix, and he knew the kid
and
knew
shows.
What he was. Yeah, and
the way they use him.
And
you know, he's got 38 touchdowns.
Coach. Yeah, and the coach has done an incredible job with the kid, you know, with Bo Nix.
Only 5 interceptions, too. That's the thing that Bo Nix, you know, he put up some yards and touchdowns, but he threw a lot of picks, and he's just been so clean with the football. If he can't go, that is just a kick to the you-know-what for Oregon.
Yeah, so that would be a tough thing.
So flipping over to the offensive side for Utah, Cam and Annie Ludwig and everything that's going on with Tavian Thomas. And you were talking about Tavian looking really good in practice, and he looked really good last week against Stanford. So what do you do if you're Andy Ludwig, the offensive coordinator for Utah, and you see that Oregon does a pretty good job of stopping the run? They give you about 100 yards a game is all.
Yeah.
But they give up big-time passing yards, and you know that's not really what Utah's offense wants to do or is.
Right.
How do you game plan that?
Obviously, you look at their weakness, you know, and you want to take advantage of their weakness, and their weakness is in the back end, okay? So, and I don't know that Utah's strength is in the passing game. You know, I think they're more a balanced, you know, they want to be more balanced and they want the run game to set up the pass game. So, and I think, you know, against, if I remember right, against Stanford, Utah kind of started out kind of slow and they were throwing the ball quite a bit to begin with and with not a lot of success against a bad Stanford team. And then when they started running the ball, then they just creased them. You know, it was like, mm-hmm. All right, now you can do whatever you want to do. And that could be the worst Stanford team I've ever seen.
What's going on with Stanford?
Boy, I have no idea. But
like, I have nothing but respect for David Shaw, but it seems like it's gotten away from him a bit down there.
Very soft football team.
Yeah.
And very disappointing. Because Harbaugh was really the guy that turned the page as mm-hmm. far as toughness in the Stanford football team, and then kind of David Shaw had carried it on. And they've got away from a 3 tight end set, 2 tight end set, power run game, good tailbacks, you know, good guys that are very physical. And I have no idea, when you watch them play, offensively, I have no clue of what they're trying to do. You know, it's just like, you're running a read game, and then they're running little dig routes and little in routes and little, like, what they call safe throws. And they got no way to score.
You like that quarterback?
No.
Okay. Because there's a lot of people out there. I guess he's got the body and the frame and the arm. They're like, oh, he's an NFL guy. But you're watching him and like, he doesn't look like he's an NFL player to me.
No, I'm not impressed with the guy. And it could be the offensive structure. It could be the people around him. But I feel bad because they've really digressed. They're the worst. They're probably worse than Colorado.
Ooh.
that's saying
why
something.
You got to go there?
Well, I don't know.
He's just piling on right now.
It was bad, and then you
made it a lot worse.
It was dead, and then you went up and kicked it.
Well, I'm
Scotty
sorry.
With his deer.
I'm sorry, but I mean,
they're worse than Colorado. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's just a real slight, Coach.
I know, and I'm, you know, I got some friends coaching on that staff at Stanford, and. I would be.
They got to be shaking their head, thinking because they got good recruits.
Yeah,
they got good players.
I don't know. You only know if, and I get. So you get street rumors. You know off the street, and so I say, what's wrong with Stanford? I say, well, if you practice them hard on Monday and Tuesday, they'll probably have half their team won't show up on Wednesday. You know, I mean, that's just that's guys who support their program.
Wow.
You know, and I said, "What do you mean by that?" Oh, just what
they won't show.
Just what I heard.
Just what I said.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hands and Scotty, that's Ron McBride. We are live here at Advanced Windows. We'd love for you to come by. It'd be great to see you. But more importantly, we'd love for you to call and just set up an appointment, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. We continue on with Coach McBride next. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The street.
After a blowout victory against Stanford.
That was a football, baby!
The Utes are ready to punch their ticket to another Pac-12 title game. But standing in their way is the Oregon Ducks.
Intercepted!
We're looking for some revenge after 2 blowout losses to the Utes last year. Listen all week long as the Utes prepare for the trip to Eugene for an epic showdown against the Ducks.
We ain't gonna stop being aggressive.
Then catch the Ute pregame show presented by Zion's Bank with the postgame show immediately following the game. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
It's a Football Friday here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Love for you to come by and hang out with us. We're at Advance Windows. Easy address, 3052 South, 460 West. You can also give them a call, 801-850-9100. We'll talk about their deal going on here in a second. But, Coach, congratulations to Sky Ridge.
Yeah.
6A champs. They knock off Coral Canyon.
Wow. Yeah. What was the score?
I don't know. I just see a lot of people tweeting congrats to Sky Ridge. I know it was 17-7 there midway through the fourth.
Right. Way to go, Jim Herman.
Way to go, Smith Snowden. Yeah. Smith had a great game. Yeah. I kept seeing his name pop up across the wire.
Yeah.
It looked like he had a really great game. And obviously we've got some partiality to him because his dad jumps on with us through the year, and he does such a fantastic job with recruits here in the state.
17-7 is the final. So it's
17-7.
Yep.
Boy, and shut down the Corner Canyon offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually a really big win for them.
That's a huge win for them.
Great championship, and Sky Ridge has been to the game quite a few times, but just hasn't gotten the championship.
You know, the funny thing is, in talking to Jim on Sunday, I think it was, and he had some, you know, he was concerned that they couldn't hold down Corner Canyon's offense. You know, he said, well. He said, you know, I guess they played him once before, right, during the season. It was a close game, right? And he said, yeah. He said, I don't know. You know, he said, hopefully we can keep it close and keep them down. But they defensively, obviously, they did a great job.
That's what every coach says. I guarantee Kalani's like, I don't know what we're going to do against Utah Tech.
No,
he's such a problem.
Hey. Well.
Don't say, well, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't know what he's going to do. No, he knows.
He knows. Hey, first of all, I love Kalani.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my favorite people on this whole face of the earth. One of the most honest, humble.
Yes, he is.
Great people. And I want him to be successful.
All of us.
You know, and Vicky's down there in the BYU territory having lunch with Patty Edwards today. I mean, she's, for her to drive all the way to Provo.
BYU territory.
That's a big venture for her.
Do you ever worry that she's going to get converted while she's down there? Or are you?
No, she's...
And you're going to have to start paying tithing.
I'm telling you what, she is the most political orientated person in the world.
I hadn't really noticed on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, so don't get in an argument with her about politics.
You think Patty and her are talking about midterms right now?
No. No, not at all. No. Well, you know, Patty's liberal.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
LaBelle's probably like, hey, let's just keep that to ourselves.
But don't spread it around in there.
Well, joining us now.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Great Nate Orchard hanging out with us, who may have had 18 and a half sacks in a season once. Kind enough to join us.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Hey,
there he goes.
I'll zip it the rest of it. I won't say another word.
Nate got his advanced jacket on.
Yeah, oh, right. For sure.
And
looking solid.
But, you know, the great thing, Nate, you grew up in this factory. I mean, you were sweeping floors as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you have all kinds of history here.
Yeah, all kind of ties and just history from high school, cleaning the offices, to then, you know, working my way up to installing with the guys out in the field. Some deep connections. And so to be here now on this level, it means a lot. It means a lot.
There's a few things that we really need to hit, just kind of the base of the operation today, because people have a lot coming at them as we're kind of jumping into all things Advanced Window. There's a few things I want to focus on. Number one, you're going to get a free estimate. Somebody's going to come out to your house, take a look at all the different windows, take a look at everything you need, and you're going to get a free estimate. Tell me kind of what all goes into that free estimate.
So when a customer calls, they'll get direct line to one of our sales reps, and they'll talk to them a little bit, kind of figure out what, learning about their house, age of the house, what kind of windows they have, what they're looking to do, any changes that they're looking to make to the house. And one of our guys will show up within the next day or two to give them a free estimate. And they'll go through the house, they can come inside, really get to know the customer on a personal basis. That's really, like, being local, we really focus on everything's a family.
Mm-hmm.
And
the customer, they feel that from our, the guys that come and visit them. And they'll go through the house, look at every window, measure everything. And then at the end of the day, they'll at the end of the appointment, actually, when they're there, they will give them a price.
This is what we're looking at. Right there.
Yeah,
right
they get
there.
It right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's a huge plus.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's extremely rare because a lot of people want to get bids, and then somebody comes out, does all everything you're saying, and then they wait week after week after right. week after mm-hmm. week, and they don't get their bids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
you get an on-site bid?
Right there on paper. They have everything. They fill it
wow.
out.
And it's free.
By hand right there. And it's free bid. Ugh. Yep. And then once they give the customer a little time to decide what they want to do, hopefully most of the time it's like, hey, that's a great price. The quality of the window, mm-hmm. we just want to jump on that. But then the customer can think about it. We'll follow up with them. And once they, let's say they say, hey, we want to do this. We want to move forward. We have someone from in-house go out there and measure every window. And it is spot on by the eighth of an inch to make sure that that window is custom made for every opening in the home. And then once it's measured, then we get that measurement, and then we manufacture. It's everything's custom made. So as we manufacture in the shop here, each of those windows, then it's 4 to 8 weeks. We'll kind of get that. The timeline varies a little bit depending on the type of window, if it's the quantity, and then the shape of the window, if you've got the shape guy in the back having to bend something. And once it's finished, we have our crew come out. The manufacturing's finished, our crew will go out and install the windows, make sure everything's perfect. If there are any issues, they call us directly, and we come out, service anything. Something with the sliding isn't quite right on a window or a door. Something with the screen isn't quite right. We'll send someone out to make sure that's taken care of. And then that warranty, that is guaranteed for life.
Mm-hmm. Let's back up a little bit. Let's go back to the bid process. So let's say you come out to my house, and you give me the bid right there on the spot, and I'm like, what are your financing options? You can actually get qualified right there on the spot for financing and take care
right
of that,
there
too.
Right there on the spot, financing, and then, again, you get your bid right there, too. So before the salesman leaves your house, you have all the answers you want right there in front of you.
You've got a real indication of what you can do. I love the backing and the warranty. Okay, the other thing that we really got to get to. So I love that the estimate, the free estimate is big. Next, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity during Football Fridays with Coach Mack here.
We like Football Friday with boys.
No, nobody. This is a crazy opportunity. If you've ever thought about replacing your windows, if it's ever hit your mind like, yeah, we're letting too much cold in, or we're letting too much heat in, or that one's cracked, or I don't like the way it looks, right now is the time to finally call and take advantage of this, because talk about what you're putting out there for the listeners.
We typically, like when we offer like a special, it's $2,000 off. That's for 10 windows or more. Today, Football Friday with the boys, it's cold outside. We recognize like today's really cold, and there are homes that are cold. People need new windows. So we're going to throw in an additional, not $500, but $1,000 off, total of $3,000 off. If you can order 10 windows or more, you get that call in, set up an appointment to get that free estimate or the free bid. And then on top of that, we'll throw in free flex screens for 10 windows, a $300 value, about $30 a window.
Wow. Scotty and I actually grabbed those flex screens and sat there for a good 10 minutes. It's ridiculous, because most screens, you've got those plugs that you have to pull from the inside, and typically they rip off and something cracks on it. Mm-hmm. And I was moving and flexing those screens, and they just pop right back into shape. And
I like how you're actually flexing.
Exactly. I can see the veins flexing those screens. We might have to get you for some photos now, man. You're on to something.
Not even Hans Olsen could break.
Whenever you hear the word flex, hands immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
As we're sitting here, I can see that right arm twitching.
Man. It's not on accident.
Well, right now is the time to call it. Look, $3,000 off. You get 10 windows or more, $3,000 off. 801-850-9100. Call and get set up. Have that free estimate come by. And, again, they're going to flip around that bid right there on the spot. You can also stop by. Again, we still have some jazz gear. 3052 South, 460 West in Salt Lake City. It's Advanced Windows right here on 97.5.
And do it today.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, We relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.